Gill muscles in, knocked it away, near boards. Dupuis can't clear. It comes back, and here are the pens. Crosby has it. He'll come to center. He has a chance for an empty netter. He shoots and scores, and the kitchen is closed. The Pittsburgh Penguins will win the series. Sidney Crosby nails the empty netter from 65 feet.
A dominating performance by Pittsburgh as the Pens swept aside last season's Eastern Conference champ. Mike Lang had the call on the Penguins Hockey Network as Sidney Crosby's empty netter finished off a 3-1 win and finished off Ottawa. Too many trips to the penalty box left the defending Stanley Cup champs in a hole.
He'll take Madonna's pass and work it in deep. Kicks it back to Madonna. Over to Robidoux. Out again to Madonna. He'll shoot it. He scores! Mike Madonna. And it's 3-2 Dallas.
And the power play for the Stars continues to wrap the knuckles of the Ducks.
Ralph Strangis and Daryl Ray on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Mike Madonna's goal was the Stars' sixth on the power play en route to a 2-0 series lead. New Jersey won Game 3 against New York when John Madden's overtime shot bounced in the goal off the skate of Rangers rookie defenseman Mark Stahl. One game later, Stahl sought redemption.
Pass saved by Brodeur. Kept in the zone by Straka. Out to Stahl. Wines. Fires. He scores! With 3:13 remaining, the Rangers take a 4-3 lead.
Kenny Albert on MSG Radio in New York as Stahl's first career playoff goal was the difference in Game 4, and the Rangers took a 3-1 series lead. When San Jose jumped out to a 3-0 lead after just 3.5 minutes of Game 3, you would have thought the Sharks would be taking a 2-1 series lead. But then, you would have underestimated Owen Nolan in the Flames.
Puck comes off the inboards on right wing to Sarich. Sarich shoots it around behind the net. Tage takes over from there. Passing into the corner, left wing, Nolan out to the left circle. Letting his shot go. Scores! Owen Nolan! Flames lead 4-3!
Peter Moore on 960 The Fan in Calgary as Nolan felt two assists weren't enough. His game-winning goal came with just 3:45 to play in the third. Nashville climbed back into its series with Detroit by scoring goals and scoring them quickly.
So Suter scoring at 16:03 and the game is tied. Look out, here's Harnett moving in with a drive. He scores! Oh my! Two quick goals and the Predators have taken a 4-3 lead and this crowd at the Somme Center is going wild.
Ken Cal with the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Jason Arnott needed just 9 seconds to follow up Ryan Suter's goal, and for the first time in NHL playoff history, a team went from trailing in the third period to leading in less than 10 seconds. It's not every day that you get a penalty shot to record your first playoff goal, but that's just how Flyer center Mike Richards opened his account.
Richards from center zone skating in. Here he comes right down between the circles. Backhander scores! Mike Richards, the five-hole goal, and that expands the Flyers' lead to 5-3 here in the third.
Steve Colby on the 3WT Capitals radio network as Richards is just the second player in NHL history whose first playoff goal came on a penalty shot. If you knew the first was Wayne Connolly of the 1968 Minnesota North Stars, then you moved to the head of the class. And what a difference one game can make. Instead of being even at two apiece, the Caps found themselves on the brink of elimination when Game 4 was stretched to a fifth period and Mike Knuble jumped on a loose puck. Tim Saunders had the call on WIP in Philadelphia.
Upshot. Has the loose puck in behind the goal. Back out in front. And a centering pass. Carter with a shot. Upshaw jams it on the short side and can't fire home. Carter back in front. What a save. They score. Mike Canulo on the backhand. And the Flyers have beat the Washington Capitals in double overtime.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.